LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR, General Residential District, for a solar farm to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 22.97 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the southeast side of Thoroughgoods Road, which is Sussex County Route 333, approximately half a mile southwest of Iron Branch Road, which is Sussex County Route 331. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 233, Map 5, Parcel 187.01. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan. We have a copy of the property's legal description. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibits. We have a copy of the applicant's decommissioning plan. And we have received one letter in support, zero letters in opposition, and two mail returns. Thank you.
All right. We thank you. Mr. Fuquay.
Yes, again, for the record, Jim Fuquay. I represent the applicant. as to a conditional use 2405, which we refer to as the Thoroughgoods B location. In addition to what I had previously stated, this parcel is located on the south side of Thoroughgoods Road. It's directly across the road from the Thoroughgoods A site. The parcel contains about 22.9 acres, and approximately 11 acres of that would be leased. This land is also owned by SB Cordry Farm LLC. Jimmy, could you put the aerial up? Thank you. I need a little more. Oh, that's good. Okay, that's good. Thanks. On the east and the south, which would be the east would be to the right. There's existing woods. I believe there are some non-tidal wetlands located in the wooded area. And the other side of those woods there are actually basically part of this parcel to some extent. When I say the woods, I'm referring to this wood line right here. The west side, again, borders the railroad tracks and the DPNL easement that I just mentioned on the first application. On the other side of the railroad tracks is the site of conditional use 2380, which was the community solar application that you recommended approval of in September that I also mentioned in our first presentation. This land is in agricultural use. It is zone GR, and it is in the coastal area under the future land use map of the comprehensive plan, which again is a growth area. There is, as you can see on the aerial, there is an old chicken house located on the property right there. The chicken house will be removed. Access, Jamie, could you put this, again, the site plan from my exhibit book? The red there is the chicken house that will be removed. Access would be located right up in this area here, coming through where the chicken house is now. So the access, of course, would be from Thoroughgoods Road. It's down in the area near the DPNL easement. It would be a 16-foot wide gravel drive with a turnaround next to a 15 by 25-foot equipment pad. The closest solar array from Thoroughgoods Road would be 133 feet from the road. On the east and the south, the security fence would be approximately 75 feet from that existing woods line that's located on the site. In the southwest corner, which is down here, the closest solar array would be 62 feet from the property line. And to the west, which is the railroad tracks, The closest array is 75 feet from the property line at the railroad.
Mr. Fuqua, just what was the distance from Thoroughgood's Road, if you could just say that?
The closest solar array from Thoroughgood's Road would be 133 feet.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. There would be a 25-foot wide landscape buffer that would be set back approximately 100 feet from Thoroughgood's Road, and that would run basically from up here where the access road is, and that's this green here. It would run the length of the site down to where the wood line is. So along Thoroughgood's Road would be a 25-foot landscape buffer. Again, the no buffer is proposed on the other sides of it, being that there's an existing woods there. And then again, the railroad track and DP&L easement is located to the west. Again, buffers are kind of tricky, so I'm referring to the site plan. The buffer is shown on that site plan. So in case my explanation isn't clear, it's shown on the site plan. Again, no landscape buffers proposed on the east or the south because of these existing trees. It's projected that this facility would generate electrical power to serve the annual needs of approximately 410 residential households. And again, I've already submitted proposed conditions for your consideration, and that would be everything I have to present on this application, subject to your questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone has a question for you, and we'll start with once again with Ms. Wingate.
I don't have any questions, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Collins?
No questions, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Butler? No questions. Okay, staff?
None
for me, thanks.
Done? Okay, all right, Mr. Fuqua, take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2405 Elk Development LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2405? Okay, anyone on the commission have any further questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you. Our next public hearing is